WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
The latest snow analysis showed that 49% of the lower 48 states were covered with snow. By the time we reach spring, that number will probably change. But snowmelt does become a concern as the warmer months approach. Snowmelt flooding occurs when the major source of water involved in a flood is caused by melting snow. The northern tier states and the mountainous areas of the U.S. are particularly susceptible to snowmelt flooding. Unlike rainfall that can reach the soil almost immediately, the snowpack can store the water for an extended amount of time until temperatures rise above freezing and the snow melts. This frozen storage delays the arrival of water to the soil for days, weeks, or sometimes even months. Once it begins to melt and does reach the soil, water from snowmelt behaves much as it would if it had come from rain instead of snow by either infiltrating into the soil, running off, or a combination of both. Flooding can occur when there is more water than the soil can absorb or can be contained in storage capacities in the soil, rivers, lakes, and reservoirs. High soil moisture conditions prior to snowmelt can contribute to snowmelt flooding. Rainfall during the late fall is particularly important because there is less evapotranspiration and less time for the soil to drain and dry before it freezes. Ground frost or frozen soil is another contributor. Deep, hard ground frost prevents snowmelt from infiltrating into the soil. Cold temperatures prior to heavy snowfall and normal or above normal soil moisture contribute to this. Deep snow cover can worsen snowmelt flooding since there is more water stored and available for snowmelt. Also, when snow cover is widespread, it usually keeps air temperatures cooler and delays spring warming, which increases the potential for more rapid snowmelt. Rain falling while snow is still on the ground contributes more water for flooding and helps to melt the snowpack. Thus, rain on snow events are watched carefully. Most often, snowmelt is a relatively slow phenomenon. Snowmelt rates are usually comparable to light or moderate rainfall. Important exceptions to this can occur, especially during unusually warm periods with high dew point temperatures and when nighttime temperatures remain above freezing. Snowmelt rates can be much higher than normal under these conditions, which can increase the risk of snowmelt flooding. So besides forecasting when and how much snow falls, meteorologists are called upon to account for it as it melts, too. If you have a weather question, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.